I hope I've got this set now for the other side. That's one thing they didn't include in the directions, but I think I figured it out. Mother and Daddy just suggested that maybe you might be interested in this tape recorder. It was only $36, and that's wholesale. I believe it retails for somewhere around $55. It's a real good one and could be sent real easily if you're interested. Are you getting letters every day? Sometimes the mail gets stuck somewhere and I get 3 in one day, but the longest I've ever gone without any is only 2 days. So all in all, they do a real good job considering all the mail I'm sure that they have. I do hope you're getting something every day, either from me or your folks or other people. How much mail are you getting? I was real anxious to hear whether or not you'd gotten the first package or not. I hope the salami was still good. The man told me that it wouldn't have to be refrigerated at all. Maybe if you can't use it, there'll be somebody that can. That cheese in the aerosol can, we were rather worried about. Afraid that maybe in the airplane under the pressure that it just might all leak out. I hope it didn't do that either. By now you should have received the package with the Hawaiian punch in it. You can just mix it with the water. But if it's not as good as the other, I'll try to send some of that. I still haven't heard from the Hawaiian Punch people, but look for a letter real soon. Maybe they'll just send you a whole case, free of charge. That Kiplinger letter is a publication that's sent out to businessmen, I guess. You can get a subscription for it, and if you'd like, I'll just have it sent straight to you, or we'll send it to you as it comes here. I haven't gotten Tim's present yet. I'll find something and send it tomorrow. Then it will get there, should get there on the 18th, and that's the day I believe they're going to be married. I hadn't had a chance to look up until now. I found a little book. It's a date book that Daddy's insurance man gave him. And it's real nice. It's small, but it's leather bound and has, I guess a space about 1 inch by 3 inches for each day. And there's one for 1968 and there's one for 1969. I thought maybe you might enjoy one this small, then you could write daily happenings or so in under each day. I have one that I've kept a record of the letters that I've gotten from you and the times that I've sent letters or sent packages and made a check on the days that I've heard from you. And I look back over it and there's every day since July the 28th up until the 12th of August, I've gotten a letter from you. So all in all, we've done pretty good, and I appreciate your letters so much. They all mean so very much to me, and I read them over every day, especially the long ones. They're so much like you, and so easy to feel so close to you when I read them. The tape, too, made you seem so close and not quite so far away as you really are. It's amazing how hearing someone's voice can make them seem so near. I'm just glad that we have the opportunity to do this. I'm sure the more we do this, the tapes, the more natural it will seem. It may sound as though there's no emotion in my voice. It does to me, anyway. But maybe the more we do this, the easier it will be. It's been fun making the tape, even funnier listening back to myself. If anyone in your hoot should hear this, there'll be no doubt I'm from Texas. The letter written to Mary Catherine by her daddy was so meaningful, Gary. I think expressing deep feelings in writing is something you have to work at. It doesn't come easy for anyone, but you seem to have been able to make everything so clear. I'm afraid things I say in a letter don't sound as I would want them to in person, but I guess and hope that they do to you. I am so proud of you. I tell you that real often, don't I? But I really am, and I understand your job. For it is a job, and one well worth doing your very best. I am behind you 100% and hope I can encourage you in the right ways to always give and give the best effort possible in everything you do, whether it's being a Marine or being a farmer, and being a fine Christian no matter what you're doing. After all, that's the most important thing, and we can do that together. I'm looking forward to the R&R too, a whole lot. I've requested some material on Hawaii, but haven't gotten anything yet. But when I get it, I'll just send it on to you. Going to that island sounds like fun. Those two girls I told you about that had been there and come back, I guess that's the one that they were talking about when they said that they went over and they said they swam in this pool behind a waterfall and in a cave and just had a real nice time because it was away from all the people and the crowd. But just being with you will be the most important thing. I just can't imagine how we'll ever be able to catch up on all that we've missed out in 5 days, but I know that we'll manage somehow. Have you received any word yet about your R&R being final or approved or whatever they have to do? Is there any chance at all that you wouldn't get Hawaii? I know that things are busy at times over there and at other times they're not so busy, but I just want you to know I think about you all the time, and hearing about your missions and everything on the tape meant an awful lot. And it does ease my mind knowing at least what not to worry about. But I'm glad that the Hueys don't have it as rough as I thought that they did. Those Hueys on the TV they showed look like they travel in bunches, so I guess that that's a lot of protection in itself. What about that mustache? How long are you going to keep it? Speaking of letting hair grow out, I got mine all cut off real short. Well, not really, but I'll threaten to. The time has gone by so quickly, and I never dreamed that I could make a tape in such short time. There's so many things I've wanted to say, and it just seems like I've run out of space. So we might have to get another one and get it in the mail, too. Daddy said he wanted to talk to you, but I'm sorry, but there's just not room on this one. He'll have to send one on his own. He was real anxious to tell you all about the island and everything that they've done. I got your three letters today, the 10th and the 11th and the 12th of August. And the one from the 12th of August, you ask about Pat Agnew. Well, since that vice presidential candidate was named Agnew, I figured Pat could capitalize on it and sell a lot of insurance. I don't guess he'll be looking you up anytime soon, though. I do remember you in my prayers every day. We all do. And I just can't wait to hear from you again. I just want you to know that I love you very much and miss you more than I can ever tell you. I just can't wait till I can see you in February. But until then, I guess we'll just have to send the tapes. And they do mean so very much. So I'll be looking forward to your next one. And I love you.